SIPTU is urging the National Ambulance Service and HSE management not to introduce the new air code postcodes until the system's been proven fit for purpose. The health division organiser for SIPTU is Paul Bell. He's in our Dublin studio. How are you, Paul?
Grand, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. What's the gripe you have with this system?
Well, I wouldn't say we have a gripe, Jonathan. We've looked at the experience of our colleagues in the United Kingdom and how they've basically worked with the postcode system there for the last 15 years. And at the moment, our members are expressing concern that the system is just not right at the moment. There are glitches in the system which have been identified very well over the last number of days in media. And it's different about different delivering parcels, but when you're actually responsible for people's lives, there's a deep concern that the system is just not fit for purpose at this stage.
Now, one of the things that struck me yesterday was that they, despite spending $27 million, despite all of the effort that had gone into launch it yesterday, it still didn't work with simple things like Google Maps, and it hadn't been put into sat-nav systems that would be in common use. I asked Alex White, the minister, when he was on the programme yesterday, is it something that the fire service and the ambulance service and the guards can use from now? Here's his response.
We have worked very closely with the emergency services. I mean, this project has been in planning for quite a while. They are fully behind this. The National Ambulance Service is fully behind it. All of the emergency services, the fire, all of the others. So there's very, very, very close cooperation between my department, the contractor, and all of the emergency services. We've done an enormous amount of
outreach. Can they use them from today?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, they'll be able to use them. I mean, once they're assigned and once we have them in people's systems, they have to populate your...
An ambulance there today, right? Say, for example, an ambulance has to come out to my house and I say, I am at point whatever. Is there a facility within that emergency ambulance or that car, the car, that will be able to pinpoint exactly where I am? Yes. That technology exists today?
Yes, because if you have a database of air codes, a national database of air codes, you'll be able to pinpoint the latitude and longitude from the air code if you're an emergency service or your business or any of the other big operators would be using this system. Yes.
Now, he was saying yesterday the National Ambulance Service is fully behind air code. What I took from that is that there's an extra level of complication there. You give the air code, it's accessed from a database, they work out the GPS positioning and then they send that back to the ambulance. To me, and I'm not an expert, that sounds kind of complicated, Paul.
Well, absolutely is. And just to be very clear with this, Johnson, the ambulance service is not ready to go at this stage using air code. Be very clear about that. And the members.
So the minister is wrong. The ambulance service is not using it.
It is not using it because, first of all, the vehicles themselves and the control room systems have not been brought up to that level of technology. The system that's used at the moment, just to explain briefly to listeners, is that when a call comes to a command centre, that address is put up onto a screen. The commander and the control centre directs the ambulance to the actual scene, be that an address or be it a road traffic accident or wherever the ambulance is required. So it is directed. And at the moment, there's discussions ongoing which will see the introduction of a system in the ambulance vehicle which will mirror the map that is in the actual control centre. And don't forget something, that the technology will be able to use air code, but right now, if we were to do that as of what happened yesterday, you would see that there are a duplication of addresses, incorrect addresses. So we couldn't, air members could not actually rely on that particular piece of technology.
So if it's not being used now, Paul, what do you need before you have confidence and your members will have confidence in using it?
Well, first of all, this is also a public confidence issue, Jonathan. We need to know that the system is glitch-free, which basically means it's refined down to where the exact address for the air code actually exists in the location where it's been identified. Also what we need, and you're after touching on that point, when a member of the public calls for an ambulance to a control centre, is he or she going to be required to identify the address by the actual air code or postcode? That needs to be clarified because, as you know, Jonathan, that there has to be an education of the public. We have the 999 education programme, the 112, and also when to call an ambulance and when not to call an ambulance. And as you know, many elderly people around the country would be very, very concerned, or people caring for people who are ill. Do I have to have this code when I call the command and control
centre?
Well,
they're saying it's voluntary to put it on an envelope. I'm not sure if the same would apply to the emergency services. The bottom line here, Paul, just to finish up, are you concerned this may cost lives if it's implemented without being thought through?
Oh, absolutely. be very clear about that, and that's why our members have had discussions with ambulance management. And in fairness to the ambulance management team in this country and the National Ambulance Service, they've made it quite clear that when the system is introduced, it will be introduced on the basis that it's absolutely glitch-free, that it's reliable, and that the public and the people providing the ambulance service can be absolutely confident.